title. So says Rashi, from here you see, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kol ha-manamad has been chaver v'toimah, ki'ilu yaladah. So the four children of Aaron HaKohen, his four nephews, are the children of Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Asks the Maharal there on the spot, yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not called Moshe Rabbeinowitz, he's called Moshe Rabbeinu. That means he's our Rebbe. So all 600,000 should be his children. Why only the four of Aaron HaKohen? So you should have now a whole form book, and Pashas Bamidbar, of 600,000 names. These are the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, the four of Aaron HaKohen, and 600,000. Because he taught all of us there. So why call him Malamad as Ben Chaver Torah Kilu Yeladai? Is it only regarding the children of Aaron HaKohen? What about Kol Klal Yisrael? He's called Moshe Rabbeinu. A good kasha, right, Chaver?
Yeah.
Good kasha. Good. Good kasha. Answer them all, I'll tell you the chilek. The four children of Aaron HaKohen, he taught totally voluntarily. He didn't have to teach them. He took them aside and for a little bit taught them and tutored them for free on his own. Bnei Yisrael, he had to teach. He was mechuyev to teach. The Torah was given to him, al daz, that'll teach us. And once you're mechuyev, you can't say, ki'ilu yiladoi. You can't say that. Yiladoi means in the beginning, he was forced to teach. He was forced. He had no choice. Oy, boy, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have taken the Torah and then say, I'm not teaching you guys. But Aaron HaKohen's children, he tutored them for free on his own. That is ki'ilu yiladoi. What's the Maharal saying again? Rabbi say it's a biological factor. In the whole world, by people and animals as well. The halacha is, if there's, let's say, a yorik variable of gilui arayos. And what happens if a woman wasn't so brave and she committed the gilui arayos? Is she killed in court? She should have killed herself, but she didn't. And there's edim and so on. What happens to her? Says the Rambam, nothing. She was an anusa. Anusa means she was forced into it. Okay, she should have killed herself, and she didn't. But she didn't do it for Ratzon. Anusa, spater mechil misa. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, let's go to the man side. The man side is, if a man was forced into Mekam Gilui Arayos, and it was Mekam Gilui Arayos, he didn't kill himself. He should have, but he didn't. Does he get a punished death penalty in court? Yes. He's executed. What's the difference between a man and a woman? So the Rambam, a man cannot be moilit, not beratzen. So come on, and kishu yelodas. A man could only, a woman could conceive against her will. A man cannot. It's a biological factor, right? According to the Maharal, it's not just a biological factor. This is the sort that we're talking about. When you're going from 0 to 1, it could only be done beratzen. From 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, that could be already done beratzen. So therefore, from the woman's side, she could conceive and have children bal kocha. From the man's side, it's only berotzen. And if he did it, it's berotzen, so he's chayav misa. Otherwise, he couldn't have done it. That's what the Rambam says. But again, this is a factor of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia in the bria. It's not shaykh that a beginning will be done bal kocha. A beginning can only be done berotzen. The word av, which means Aleph Beis, the beginning of the Aleph Beis, a father, the beginning, means also to want in Hebrew. Right? V'lo ava Hashem alokech lishmoa b'koiloi, im lo yisoveh ha'ish alokech zacharai. Look up the Radak, it's not Vashurashim, under the Shurash Av, it says it's two things, father and Ratzon. How come these two are together in one word? In Lashon HaKodesh we don't have such coincidence. The answer is, because a father could become a father only through Ratzon. A mother could become a mother even bal kocha, but a father could only be berotzen. And that's this that the Maharal saying here. So says the Kli Chamda after the Maharal said that by the Ne'achon, he says that in many places. You cannot be forced to begin. You know, obviously it's like a nafkamina in our life. There's many times new beginnings. When you're a child at the age of 6, you enter school. When you're at the age of 14, you enter yeshiva high school. When you're 18, you enter yeshiva gdolah. When you're 22, you get married. And then your first child, and your second child, and then grandchildren. There's many, many atcholas in life. Chazal say, kol yomi hu b'inecha kechadoshim. You know what makes a difference if my life is like one boring continuation, or a lot of new beginnings? How excited am I? How much rutzen is there? I'm starting today, I went to Yeshiva Gdolah at the age of 18. So was it like, oh, I'm starting? 22 you get married. Yeah, everybody gets married. It's all also get married. And then you have children. Yeah, everybody has children. It's all also get married. And then there are grandchildren. Yeah, everybody has grandchildren. It's all also get married. At the age of 92, everybody dies. It's all also get married. The whole life will be one schlep. I never felt any hischatches whatever I did. You know why? I was all doing it as a result of the previous stage. The previous stage was over, so now we're going to the next one. So that person, Nebuch, will never taste a tam of Aschala in his life. Everything is just one boring continuation. What defines that life could be with a million beginnings? These cycles, the Ratzah. It could be nice every day, Dhamma Chakras could be. You could Dhamma put on the phone because, you know, yesterday I put on the phone. That's how most people do it. And that's not too inspiring. Or it could be, you stop for a second, whoa, I'm putting on tefillin on myself now. I'm making myself almost like a Kedusha, a Sefer Torah. I'm becoming a Sefer Torah once you put tefillin on you. Wow! The Yislaivus and the Ratzon defines, is it a one routine continuation, boring, uninspiring, and that's how life will be? Or, wow! What makes it a wow? The Ratzon. Let's go back now to the Kli Chamda. So it says the Kli Chamda. You know what this model means? Why Kofa Harkigigis prevents Gershin's Gagot and Shalonet? I'll tell you why. Gershin's Gagot and Shalonet means the epitome of beginning. You're starting from scratch. Shadoilad. Birth. The also by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol Ha'am has been Chaveh Otor Kilu Yiladai. Again, birth. Every birth has to be done B'Ratzon. And Meile, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us into it, by definition, it's not a beginning. If it's a beginning, we're starting from scratch. How could you force me? You can't force to begin. I'll say again, let me just give a simple muscle to show it. If I have £1,000 in my pocket and I'm afraid, I don't have nothing to do with it. So I go over to Ramalka and I say, well, I want to give you a loan for £1,000. So Ramalka says, no, I don't need a loan. No, I want to give it to you. No, I don't want. Well, I'm going to take it to Dintaya. If you don't take a loan, I'm going to take it to Din Torah. Can I take it to Din Torah to force you to take a loan? No. But what will be if a person already took a loan and he's not paying back? Can I take him to Din Torah? Yes. How come I cannot force someone to take a loan, but I could force someone to pay back? It sounds like a simple question, but if you think about it, that's the inside. I can't force you to begin. Taking the loan is the beginning. If you don't want to begin, so you're part of it. Once you're involved already and you took the loan and the time went by, v'chulu, now I could force you to pay back. But I can't force you to take a loan because I cannot force to begin. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu force us to receive the Torah? We're beginning now. We're starting from scratch. How did he force us? You can't force to take a loan. Muzman Zogin, you have to say that what? No, Matan Torah is not the beginning of the process. On the contrary, it's the conclusion of the process. Started by Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Shvatim, Shibut Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all that was geared up for Matan Torah. So Matan Torah is not the beginning of a process, it's a conclusion of the one. So you can't have a Gershin is Gag, a Kodin Shinoilad, if you're at the end of a process. Only a Goy that comes from scratch and wants to be Zgar, that's called you start at the beginning. But Am Yisrael and Matan Torah? They're not the beginning. They're already deep into the process. The mere fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kofa HaGigigis shows I'm not yet at the beginning. I'm beyond the beginning stage. Because you can't force me to start. So therefore you can't have Gershin's Gagot Shinoilad. That's how the Kli Chamda learns the Mala. So again, before the learns, it's a simon. How did it start? How could you force? I guess deep down you want it. Deep down you want it. Where did it come from? From the previous generations. How could you hold on to the previous generations and disconnect yourself from the previous generations? That's what Chodesh Malach. The Kli Chamda, in my humble opinion, is saying a more maharalic outlook. The mere fact that I'm forced means I'm beyond stage one. And if I'm beyond stage one, I can't be Hevagerus, which means stage one. Now, Rabbi said, this is a maharal. And it's the most famous maharal that exists. That there was no Gershin is Gar Kekotin Shenoilad because it was Kofa HaGegegis. But like the Kli Chamda is saying, it's a big Yisrael to our whole life. Michat Gisa, how do I do my Torah mitzvahs? From one point of view, I'm Mechuyev already from the age of two, they were telling me, make a bracha, do this, do that, and we're Mushba Vayim at Mahal Sinai. But from the other point of view, there's an Indian that should give birth to myself through my mitzvahs. Right? Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Noach? to the sense of tzaddikim, ma'asim tovim. If you do the mitzvah the way you're supposed to do it, you're born from it. So how do you balance out these two opposite components? From one point of view, we're mechuyev and oimed to the highest degree. And a person chas v'shalom was mechal Shabbos is chayav misa b'beisdin. Totally obligated. From the other point of view, do the mitzvahs in the kind of way that once you conclude them, you'll be a new person. How do you combine both? So that's like, that's really when a kid, a young kid in chinuch, he just is doing it because he's told. But then when you become a little bit more older, you got to think to yourself and say, but I want it very much. And I'm doing it with all the ganze geschmackheit. That combination, now mechuyev, but I'm doing it with enthusiasm, that's what a Kodesh Baruch wants most, based on this moral. Obviously, it's known that I heard from Rabbi Dovid Olavsky, and I heard it from others, that he was asked, Olbi, I'll ask the chaver here, the tzibur here in the room, if a Kodesh Baruch will come and tell you, for one day, there's no term, it's just, you could do whatever you want for one day. Chaperein, you could do whatever you want for one day. What would you do? One day I got off. Because Bo said, I'm dismissed. For one day. What would I do? So some say, I'll go to McDonald's. Some say, I don't know. You know what once the other girl said? I do the same. Nothing would change. I love what I'm doing. I'm not doing it because I'm forced. I heard the Rabbi Lichtenstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gush Etzion said, you know what I would do? One day I'm putter. No mitzvahs. I'd learn on Tisha B'Av. That's what he said. That would be my dream. But like, meaning we're not doing what we're doing because we're forced, and we don't like it, but God is forcing it down our throats. Okay, and if one day I'll have off, hey, it's all bunk. You know, that's the big word in London, all bunk. No, we enjoy this. This is a chayim. I'm not going to do anything different. I'll do the same thing. That's the gisha. I'm totally mechuyev, but even if I wouldn't have been mechuyev, I would have done it just as well. That attitude will make him Yetzishev Shabika Kotten Shinoilad and a new Leda, a new Ischachos, and we shall all be Zeicha to taste our beautiful Torah. Okay, let me say.